I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. In Bangladesh, Rohingya refugees are clustered in crowded refugee camps. Conditions are ripe for the coronavirus to thrive and spread. World Mission's Greg Kelly says the United Nations embraces aid to the Rohingya, but not evangelism. World Mission is building a ministry center to train Rohingya in job skills and introduce them to Christ. This way, they can bring the gospel back into the camp.
And the ultimate conclusion of that becomes Rohingya reaching Rohingya, which needs to be kind of the end game goal, if you will, because that's the only way that the exponential advancement of the gospel takes place.
Please pray that the Rohingya would embrace Christ and be kept safe from the coronavirus, and look for this story and more ways to help at missionnews.org. And one-third of the global population is now living under some kind of restriction to slow the growth of COVID-19. AMG International's Bill Passen says that significantly impacts their ministry. In places like Greece, the stay-in-place order endangers immigrants who live day-to-day on their wages. With no work, they simply can't buy food.
We're trying to figure out how we can obey the laws of the land, you know, that are telling us not to go out, not to leave our homes, but still knowing that we have people in great need and seeing how we can help be the hands and feet of Christ and try to meet some of those needs that we can. So it's a really tough balance as we try to figure out how to do this.
Please pray for wisdom for AMG International's leadership. Ask the Lord to guide believers as they adjust programs to continue helping people, yet in a way that complies with government restrictions. And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on you and our sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Just head to missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.